Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, July 12th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Hackers linked to China breached email accounts at more than two dozen organizations, including some U.S. government agencies. That's according to officials and Microsoft researchers. We're reporting that the breach is being seen as part of a suspected cyber espionage campaign to access data in sensitive computer networks. The White House National Security Council says government safeguards identified an intrusion in Microsoft's cloud security, which affected unclassified systems. Microsoft says the hackers took advantage of a security weakness in its cloud computing environment that has now been mitigated. The Chinese embassy in Washington didn't immediately respond to requests for comment. Beijing has routinely denied hacking U.S. organizations. North Korea today test launched what appeared to be a long-range missile, according to South Korean and Japanese authorities. The missile stayed airborne for 74 minutes before landing in the sea between Japan and the Korean Peninsula. North Korean state media didn't immediately comment on the launch, which came after Kim Jong-un's regime spent days criticizing the U.S. over a variety of issues, including plans for the first visit to South Korea by a nuclear-armed American submarine in over 40 years. And U.S. lawmakers are demanding that telecom companies act to ensure that Americans are safe after a journal investigation revealed that phone companies including AT&T and Verizon have left behind a network of cables covered in toxic lead, tainting water and soil in some locations. In a letter to industry group U.S. Telecom, Democratic Senator Edward Markey of Massachusetts said the companies that are responsible have both a civic and legal duty to ensure that they don't put Americans in harm's way. AT&T and U.S. Telecom have disputed the environmental and health impacts of the lead cables. Verizon says it is testing sites where the journal found contamination. The EPA says it is reviewing the journal's investigation. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mainly down, while European shares rose in early trading, and U.S. stock futures edged higher ahead of consumer inflation figures due out this morning. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.